I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address. Now, President Donald Trump.
Well, thank you very much. Please, great honor to be with you in the beautiful Rose Garden on a sweltering day. But I do want to thank you all for being here as we proudly launched the White House Hispanic Prosperity Initiative. With this very exciting new effort, we will deliver a future of greater promise, opportunity, and freedom for our nations. Really, it's a treasure. You are a treasure. The Hispanic Americans and the Hispanic American community is a treasure. Yesterday, I was delighted to host my friend, President López Obrador of Mexico, here in the White House, and affirm the close and continued friendship between the United States and Mexico. It's never been better. The executive order I will sign in a few moments will expand our efforts across all of federal government to deliver educational and economic opportunity for Hispanic Americans. At the heart of our strategy to create a prosperous future for every Hispanic American, as well as all Americans, is a great family of education. We are going to have a tremendous program, and we have, and you know, we're a believer in choice. Choice. The other folks don't believe in choice, and choice is a great civil rights issue and maybe the great one of our times. I'm going to fight to ensure that every Hispanic American parent has the freedom and the right to send your child to the public, private, charter, faith-based, magnet, home, or independent school of your choice. And school choice is a incredible issue in many ways. It's a political issue, I agree. Most people agree with us. The smart ones definitely agree with us. But it's also a moral issue, and it really is a fundamental issue of civil rights. No American student should ever be trapped in a failing government school, which has happened so often for so many years. It's one of the problems you see when you see these cities going up in flame. One of the most successful educational models is the charter school, which has been under unceasing attack from the radical left. Charter schools have been incredible. But they're under attack, and you know why they're under attack. More than 1 million Hispanic American children currently attend charter schools, and nearly 1 in 3 charter school students is Hispanic American. I'm proud that under my administration, we've delivered $1.5 billion for public charter schools. That's a record. As long as I'm president, I will never let your charter schools be taken away from you, be taken down. I will never let you down. I will never let Hispanic American or any American down. That I can tell you. Under our leadership, the Hispanic American high school graduation rate has reached an all-time high in the history of our country, and the dropout rate has reached an all-time low in the history of our country. We've also delivered a $1 billion grant for minority-serving institutions, including Hispanic-serving institutions of higher learning. Our new Hispanic Prosperity Initiative will also expand access to trade schools, something that's been really badly missing. Trade schools, so important. Work-based learning and vocational education. So important. Through our pledge to the American worker, we've already made available 16 million apprenticeships and training opportunities for the jobs of tomorrow. To bring jobs and prosperity to our most distressed communities, we created nearly 9,000 opportunity zones. That's been a great success, a tremendous. Tim Scott of South Carolina has helped me so much. Which have already brought nearly $100 billion in investment to neighborhoods where millions of Hispanic Americans live. And you see it, so many of you already today, and speaking with you, you said, what a difference that made. Before the plague from China came in, you know what that is? That's the China virus. Before it came in and hit us, we achieved the lowest Hispanic American unemployment rate and the lowest poverty rate ever recorded, history of our country, ever recorded. And we're getting back to it very quickly. We achieved the highest ever incomes for Hispanic Americans and many other American groups. and communities. We built the greatest economy in history, not only for our country, but for the world. We were number one by far. China had the worst year in 67 years. They weren't happy with what was going. They were going in the wrong direction. And then the plague came in. But together we will do it again, and we will do it very quickly, and we're already doing it. We will achieve a swift, full, and complete recovery for Hispanic Americans and the Hispanic American community, and we're doing it very, very rapidly. Hispanic Americans are cherished members of our national family. They have been an integral part of building this country throughout all of American history. Over generations, Hispanic Americans have started countless small businesses, inspired our communities, and served our country in every way imaginable. As police officers, service members, Border Patrol agents, pastors, teachers, and business leaders, they're incredible. Now Hispanic Americans are watching as the cities they help build, the communities they help police, the businesses they created, and the dreams they pursued are being threatened by an extreme movement that wants to tear everything down, which would inflict great harm on our hardworking Latino communities. Great, great harm. Many immigrants came to the United States in order to leave countries where the rule of law had been eroded, and they don't want those same conditions to be replicated here. I will stand arm in arm with the Hispanic community to ensure that every child in America can grow up in safety, security, dignity, and in peace.
That was President Donald Trump with the President's weekly address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.